The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
This is a miracle healing.
Coming up on a special episode of Life Today.
We preached to about 10 or 15,000 people, and we saw a crippled boy in his 20s, early 20s, that had never walked, born crippled. We saw him get up and start walking, and this place went crazy. Let me tell you something. The greatest miracle I've ever seen is a miracle of God's.
Learn how you can be the crucial piece of someone's miracle and an answer to prayer. Next.
You know, there's some people who say, I want to believe in miracles. And some people say, I believe in miracles. Let me tell you, I do believe in them because I've seen them. I'm James Robinson, and one of the miracles in my life is this girl who's sitting by me. Think about this. She's been married to me 55 years. Most of you say, well, that's a miracle. What a woman that is. And I agree with you. I do agree with you. But, you know, it's amazing that God could give a 15-year-old the wisdom, the discernment, the insight to know when I looked at her. That's a sweetheart. You think about this. We've been married 55 years, nearly 56 years. Pretty soon be 56. And I've been in ministry 55 years, and it's been a remarkable journey. And I believe in miracles. So I'm going to just tell you something right here. I'm just looking in this book, Death Defying Faith. I want to send it to you because if you don't believe in miracles, you just need to start reading the miracles in this book. This is Peter Pretorius. He's looking down from heaven at us right now. He was just a year younger than I am and went to heaven in the past months. And I want to just reference this. It's called The Miracle in Swaziland. Now, this is a miracle healing. And the first time Betty and I went with Peter Pretorius to feed the hungry, we preached to about 10 or 15,000 people. And we saw a crippled boy in his 20s, early 20s, that had never walked, born crippled. We saw him get up and start walking. Now, he had atrophy. He didn't have muscle development. But that boy was walking, and this place went crazy. And then we saw a lady come forward, and she had never seen in her life, and everybody knew her. And God healed her eyes. Here was the miracle of it, Betty. It was gray matter with no color in her eye, no pupil, and she saw perfectly. And you talk about people going crazy. It was amazing. This miracle right here is typical of the miracles that this man with death-defying faith saw, Peter Pretorius, who helped us move into the mission feeding effort to save 13 million children's lives and win that many people to Christ in the same areas. This story is about a mother who brought her little son, a teenager, he was about 10. Mm-hmm. He brought him every night for 14 nights to pray for his blind eyes. He'd never see. Couldn't see light or dark. Couldn't see any shades. And on the last night, here she came again, 14 nights. And Peter thought, dear God, this mother's brought this boy every night. He said, God, we need a miracle. And he reached up and he just pushed his eyelids open. And he saw that all, this is in the book, was just like blisters in the eye sockets. He thought, dear God, he doesn't even have any eyes. He said, God, we need a creative miracle. And I mean, there were thousands of people there. And he prayed, and when he took his hands off, that boy's eyes opened, and he saw the most beautiful brown eyes you've ever seen. And the little boy saw for the first time and looked at his mother and said, Mother, you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Let me tell you something. The greatest miracle I've ever seen is a miracle of God's love poured out through people like you on people that are considered the least of these and the too often overlooked. I want you to look right now. I want you to see what our son, that we gave a home to, our adopted son, Randy, who's given us four of the most beautiful grandchildren. I want you to see what he saw. And I want you to know and understand the miracle, Betty, that together we're going to see that leads to even greater miracles than the one I just referenced and the other I told you about. I want you to watch this very closely. Our viewers are about to be blessed, and they're about to be a miraculous blessing. Don't miss this.
Oh, You know, when you walk through a malnutrition clinic, there are a lot of emotions, obviously, heartbreak, the suffering that's here, the sorrow, the sadness, but it's easy to wonder, where's God in all this? These children are clinging to life, many of them. I know God sees the suffering in this place. I know He sees the affliction. He feels the heart cries of the mothers who have lost children and of the little ones who are suffering. She doesn't look like she's doing that great. Ralph, tell me what's going on here.
Yeah, sometimes when they bring them in here, Randy, they're so weak and so lethargic, they can't even eat. It's like too much labor for their body to even try to eat. I think the formula is going to work on her. If they can just get her to take some of it in, the intake will be important. I think she's going to make it. She just looks really difficult right now.
I don't know what's going to happen. I hope we can come back here in a year and see her running around and playing. We've seen that thing, that kind of miracle before, because it would be a miracle right now for this one. It would have been better to reach this child before she got to this condition. And that means more mission feeding. That means getting the nutritious soup mix to them before they get malnourished.
Boy, that just makes me want to lay my head down and just weep, because that doesn't need to continue to happen. And the cure is so perfect. I'm praying all of our viewers will say, I'm going to save some lives.
You know, James, we have 4 beautiful great-grandchildren. And what joy they bring to our lives when we see them smile, when we hear them laugh, when we see them play. Such joy. These mothers don't have that opportunity with most of their babies. They don't see them smile. They hear them cry. They don't see them respond. They see them die. And without our help, the difference that we can make when we join together and save the lives of these children. I hope you will help us.
Just last night, you held our youngest great-grandbaby, little Addie, our oldest grandson's first child. And we just told her how beautiful she was. We said, you look so strong. And she just looked at it, and I said, you know, she's just 6 months old now. I said, you just look like you could get up and walk, and she did. Those little children can't even hold their head up. And all they need is food. We poured a lot of love out on our great-grandbaby last night, like we do all of them. To be honest with you, Betty and I poured a lot of love out on a lot of babies. And we've watched too many of them die, oftentimes in their mother's arms. I'm asking you, please, to be the New Testament miracle that Peter Pretorius and all of us together have seen, not only in Africa, where they just don't seem to have much doubt. When you tell them God can do anything, they believe it. They haven't really been taught to doubt God. And I've seen those same miracles here. And of course, I prayed for miracles we didn't see. But the miracle I'm praying for these children is the miracle that you just, and I reach down here and pick up this little bowl. You just put some food in this bowl and you become the miracle of life. $30 will become a miracle of life for 3 children for the next months. Can you imagine that? $30 we can feed them for the next several months. $50 we can feed 5, $100 we can feed 10. I want to ask you, I mean, from the bottom of my heart, to be someone's miracle. If you could help us feed 100 kids with a $1,000 gift, please do it. Whatever you can do. I mean, you're going to listen to the horrible truth about starvation and malnutrition, but then you're going to have an opportunity to be the miracle that offsets it. Even as you watch, I pray you'll be planning to get your bank card or your checkbook write a check, take your bank card, make the best gift you can. Because that gift is going to be life. It's going to be a miracle.
Everybody knows that there are hungry children in Africa, and we know that something needs to be done. UNICEF knows that Angola has one of the highest child mortality rates in the world, and malnutrition is a major contributing factor. This village leader knows that without crops, his community is in grave danger.
In terms of food here in this area, in terms of food, we have food, but it's not enough. We don't have food. We constantly suffer from the rain. It's like we always have the misery of food.
This mother knows the heartache of watching her children wither away from malnutrition.
Depois disso, já está mesmo o corpo que está bem mole. Primeiro estava com sarampo. Depois de sarampo, é diarreia e vômito.
And this child knows the pain of going to bed hungry. But just knowing about malnutrition in Africa won't help anyone. The actions that we choose to do together will help save a child's life.
I want you to look at that beautiful mother with that little baby that's so malnourished, little body so thin. Just look at him. Would you put arms of love around that child? Would you please? Betty and I are going to make as large a gift as we can make right now to try to get God's arms around a lot of little children like that. And then I want you just to reflect back at one of the little children that was in that video piece a little earlier where the little boy was laying there in the bed and he stood back and forth. He's just, I don't know what you see. When you look at that, what I saw was a little child, like, look at, any help coming? Maybe you don't think that way. Maybe nothing goes on in your heart like that, but it does with me. And I'm really glad it does. I'm glad that somebody can look up and wonder from whence cometh help. It comes from above, from a heart of love that would give his only son to give us life now and for eternity. And I see that reality, and I've experienced that reality. Growing up fatherless without a home, I understand what it is to have a father and a family and love and hope. And so when that child's looking, I'm saying, would you be that hope, Betty? I'm praying there's not a person watching us that wouldn't say, I got arms around that child. I put my arms around a lot of them.
Yes, and when I look at that mother holding that precious little one, she puts that baby up close to her cheek as if it would be the last time she holds her baby before she puts him in the ground. Please, let's help that mother. Let's help those many mothers that are weeping by the graveside. They don't have to get to that point. They can say, my baby made it because somebody cared. Somebody reached out in love, God's love, and saved my baby. Please join with us to do that.
God says, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. And I make no apology for weeping with those who weep. And I rejoice. That's why I can talk about rejoicing over the miracles of Almighty God that you can see. And I'm praying all the time, blind eyes open. I'm praying the eyes of people like you who've never been able to look beyond your own life and just touch another life and know that you change everything for them right now and forever. I mean, I'm an eternal being, and I want to share eternal life with everyone. I want to live for kingdom purpose. I'm 75 years old. I'm not too old to know that I've got a lot still to do for His will to be done through us, through me, on this earth right now for His glory and to bless others. I'm praying every one of you watching right now will say, I'm going to get, if you can possibly give 10 children the miracle they need, and those mothers the miracle their child needs, $100 we can feed 10 children for the next month. We can stabilize their life. For $50, we can feed 5. For $30, we can feed 3. That's a miracle. But it's because of the food factories many of you helped build to produce the nutritious food mix. Would you right now help us? And you're the ones that gave bowls like this. It was born in your heart to help the missionaries and the children. Would you right now help feed 3, 5, or 10 children? $30, $50, or $100. If you can give $1,000, do it. If you can give several thousand, I pray, dear God, they'll do it gladly. Would you right now be the miracle we've been praying for? And many times I get on my face at home at night and I say, God, show me how to communicate your love for others so that it opens up that flow of love in the people who are watching and they release that river of life and love. That's what I've been praying for. Be an answer to that prayer. Be an answer to the prayers of this man that had death defying faith, Peter Pretorius. Go online or right now dial that number. Take your bank card, use it like a check. If you write a check, make it to Life, but do call us. We really need to hear from you because we got 400,000 kids that are going to have the help only you can give. The missionaries are there ready. Don't leave them empty-handed. They've got full hearts, but they need hands with something to offer to help. You're the ones that make that possible. Be that miracle today. Be that answer to prayer. Thank you so much for doing it.
In impoverished and drought-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great. And without food, they face severe malnutrition, even death. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, you can save lives by feeding and caring for children currently suffering in parts of Angola, Mozambique, and South Sudan. With previous reserves gone and mission feeding helping in areas with severe crop failure, we urgently need your support to replenish food supplies to reach the 400,000 children who are counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Death-Defying Faith, The Extraordinary Life of Miracle Man Peter Pretorius. This autobiography, completed just days before his unexpected death, chronicles the thrill-seeking adventures of missionary Peter Pretorius. You will love reading how God took this ordinary man and performed extraordinary miracles throughout all of Africa. With your gift of $100 or more, request a beautiful Faith and Hope pen set. 2 beautifully crafted pens featuring the key words of Hebrews 11:1, a key verse for every believer, especially when facing adversity, trials, and challenges. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request the Bridge of Faith framed canvas print by Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
James and Betty, last time we were in Mozambique together, we were walking through schools where mission feeding was happening. There were children dancing and singing and just life. Life because of mission feeding in those villages, because of the friends of life, because of each and every one of them opening their hearts, partnering with you, partnering with us to make that joy and that life possible for each and every one of those children. I remember it like it was just yesterday. And I remember how filled with joy your heart was in seeing those children thriving, full of joy and full of energy. And all of that starting with just a bowl of food a day in the Mission Feeding Program in their schools, changing their lives, providing them with opportunity. But James, as you know all too well, life is hard here in Africa for many of these families. You know, with the drought that we've experienced, we've seen areas where they're unable to produce food. And what it's resulted in is a severe, critical need, a need that is putting children in malnutrition clinics. I've seen some of the fullest malnutrition clinics I think I've ever seen in this area. We've seen children, many of them, who I don't think will make it. A name on a little wooden cross, another life stolen by malnutrition, stolen by the simple lack of food. James, we have to do something about this. We've got to reach these children now. It's urgent, it's critical. We have to get to them now, because if we don't get to them now, they're going to continue to dig more and more of these graves and bury more and more of these children. Please, James, ask the Friends of Life. Ask them to help you and to help us so that we can save these lives.
Oh boy, Isaac, I have seen too many of them buried, and I came on talking about Isaac, about your dad's death-defying faith. Sure opened the eyes of some church folks. And you know, when we see, Betty, those graves, and we see those little weak children, but we stop and we think that because we did come home and tell you, not knowing what you would do, knowing we would do all we could, include move to the mission field. We told Peter that, we'll move over and help you. And he literally said, please don't. It wasn't that he didn't want us to be there. He said, would you please go back and get us help so we can stay? Gosh, I didn't know. I didn't know if anybody would want to reach out and touch people halfway around the world that seemed to have so little. But you did. I wish I could give you a big hug. Somebody might say, I wouldn't want you hugging me, you're too messy. You know, I get some unkind emails and notes from people saying, I don't want to help you cry all the time. I don't want to cry all the time. I don't ever want to cry. But God broke my heart for the brokenhearted. See, we did lose a child. We know what it feels like. And we know you would have helped our child. I know you would have. But you didn't get to, and there didn't seem to be the perfect cure, and we didn't see the miracle. We got the miracle of watching God with her family, how beautiful they are now as they've married wonderful spouses who love Jesus. And her oldest son's a pastor now. Just beautiful. But you see, Betty, we have, together with our viewers, we have saved the lives that we know of 13 million children. Did you just hear what I said? 13 million. And it was one life at a time, three at a time, five at a time, 10 at a time, somebody like you. So we're asking you right now to help us keep on being the miracle somebody longs for. Yes, a New Testament miracle. Is any as great as you read in the New Testament or as you read in Peter Pretorius' book? We want to send you to say thanks for being a miracle for someone. Right now, would you please take your bank card, use it like a check, write a check, make it to Life. Go online or dial that number and say, I am going to save the lives of 10 children or 5 children or 3 children, and do it. Father, I pray everyone will move right now to become someone's miracle. And then, God, you give them the miracle they need in their life. And you answer their prayers just as they're an answer to someone's prayer. In Jesus' name. Thank you for being the miracle someone longed for. I pray you get the miracle your heart longs for. We join you in that prayer. Thank you for going online. Thank you for making that life-giving call.
In impoverished and drought-stricken areas of Africa, children are suffering. The need is great. And without food, they face severe malnutrition, even death. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, you can save lives by feeding and caring for children currently suffering in parts of Angola, Mozambique, and South Sudan. With previous reserves gone and mission feeding helping in areas with severe crop failure, we urgently need your support to replenish food supplies to reach the 400,000 children who are counting on us. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift of any amount, we'll send you Death-Defying Faith, The Extraordinary Life of Miracle Man Peter Pretorius. This autobiography, completed just days before his unexpected death, chronicles the thrill-seeking adventures of missionary Peter Pretorius. You will love reading how God took this ordinary man and performed extraordinary miracles throughout all of Africa. With your gift of $100 or more, request the beautiful Faith and Hope pen set. 2 beautifully crafted pens featuring the key words of Hebrews 11:1, a key verse for every believer, especially when facing adversity, trials, and challenges. Finally, with your gift of $1,000 or more to help feed and care for 100 children, be sure to request the Bridge of Faith framed canvas print by Thomas Kincaid. Please call, write, or make your gift online today.
I've always said that to me, the greatest tragedy that could ever happen to any human being is to bury your own children. And yet for this mother and many others in her village, that is a reality year after year after year. Please, do what you can do. Be a part of helping a mother like this to ensure that she doesn't bury the last of her two children that are left. You say, well, what can I do? How do I change that? My heart's broken too, but what do I do about changing this mother's? How can I change this? You can bring mission feeding to this village. You can bring life to this village. If you will just get up right now, dial the number that's on your screen. Just give the best gift that you can give. Give the gift of love and the gift of life. Give mission feeding to this mother, her children, and her entire village.
You know, as I was trying to think of the best way to say thank you, I just found myself thanking God that when I look at those little images that many times people turn their face away from, I don't want to look away from them. I want to look right at them. And I want to love them. And I want to pray for them to be loved. So I want to thank you for being the answer to my prayers. And the answer to their prayers and their need. I want to thank you for that. I hope I'm communicating it to you effectively enough how important it is. And we got a friend right now whose teenage daughter's fighting for her life, Lord. Give them the miracle they long for. They love you. A lot of people right now watching us need a miracle. Give them the miracle. Give them the grace and the peace. In Jesus' name. You know, I really think you'll be inspired by Peter's book. So I hope if you just help us feed a kid, you'll say, send me the book. I want to understand death-defying faith. And again, Betty and I say, thanks so much. Thank you for your help.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.